Yes.
And I'm Jake. I was just going to comment that we're in the holiday season and we're not very festive.
I know this is like the worst.
Here you go.
Christmas hat ever. This is like a Irene just bought it for herself. It is a child's Christmas hat. So this is the best I can do. This is the best I got.
Well, it looks actually it's probably good. It doesn't fit all the way down past your ears because then, you know, your headphones still fit.
Yeah, headphones wouldn't work, and I'd be is what you would sound like. That's absolutely true. So we got a very special Christmas special for you guys today.
That's right. This is our Christmas episode.
A few years ago, we did a Christmas special, and we had Santa Claus call in, and maybe we can one-up that a little bit later in this episode. I think it's safe to say.
I like that little. I think it's safe to say. Yeah,
that's what
I think
it
might be a special guest.
Yeah,
I like
teasing it a little bit. What have you got for
us? Before we get there,
something going on.
We do. So it's officially holiday season. So Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Feliz Navidad, Merry Kwanzaa, Happy New Year.
Jake.
Yeah, I know. That was just Spanish. I know that one was just Spanish. I'm throwing it in there. Keep you on your toes.
Feliz Navidad? Did you say Feliz
Navidad?
Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
But you said Navidad, which I thought was like some sort of thing. It's not a thing?
To do that, I should have just gone with it. Be like, Chris, you've never heard of it? No, this is an obscure Swedish holiday. No, and you know what else we could say? Happy Festivus.
Happy Festivus.
Is that too old of a reference?
That's a Seinfeld. It is. I think Festivus is a Seinfeld reference, is it not?
It is. It is. You better play that clip.
Oh, let me get it. I got it right here for you. Festivus
begins with the airing of grievances.
Oh, no.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
Oh, man, I could do that today. That's for sure.
I know you could, and we're not going to go down there. I thought about doing something like that, and I was like, nope, pulling the plug on that.
No.
That whole thing. This is take 57 of the Christmas special, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, try 57, not take 57. Can I take this?
Yes.
This hat's hot. It's really
that
hot.
Does look kind
do
of
I
uncomfortable.
To wear it, or can I take it off?
No, you don't need to.
I'm going
to
suffer.
You know,
I'm going to suffer for my kids.
Okay.
So I was at the doing a little bit of Christmas shopping before I had to come home and do this. And there was a backpack on a stand, and it had like a little gauge on the back that says Christmas spirit. Like Elf style.
Oh.
Have you seen Elf?
Yes.
The best Christmas movie of all time.
I have seen Elf.
So the sleigh runs on Christmas spirit, right?
Are you one of those guys who's like, well, actually, it's Die Hard.
Die Hard is also a Christmas movie. It is. People that say it's not
I
are
do
stupid.
Like that.
Anyway, it had a gauge on the back for Christmas spirit. I said, hey, guys, where do you think I am on the Christmas spirit meter? And they dragged it all the way down. They said, well, Scrooge is here at zero. And from a scale from 0 to 100, I was a 5. I'm a 5, Jake.
Yeah,
I have no
that tracks.
Christmas spirit.
That tracks.
Why? Why does that track? That makes me sad that I have no Christmas spirit. We have a tiny little Christmas tree, and it's black.
Okay.
Jessie got a black Christmas tree, which seems... So she's trying to be fun, right? She's trying to be fun. She got a black Christmas tree, and then she got like a tree skirt for it, and she didn't really look at it, and she throws it under the tree, and I look at this tree skirt, and it's got pentagrams on it. And I'm like, Jesse, we have a same Christmas tree. What the hell is going on? So I made her take a Sharpie.
Oh, my God, that's
and
so
like
good.
Color all the pentagrams with a Sharpie so you can't see them anymore because I didn't want a satanic Christmas tree. So
oh, my God, you please
have
to.
A low-key satanic Christmas tree in our house right now. And I'm the one with bad Christmas spirit. It's me. No.
You need to send me a photo of this. That is absolutely hilarious.
I'll post it in the Discord for everybody that's there. See, if you're not a member of the Discord, you should be. You should be a member of the Discord.
Yes.
How many people are in Discord? Over 600 members. Over 600.
It's awesome. And it's also like, when you log back in, it's like 600 new messages to catch up on. And I'm like, nope.
It is busy. It's a great live chat, but there's also, if you want to keep track of some things, there's forums too. So you can go to a topic that you'd like
it's really cool.
You know,
build
you can,
threads.
You can check it
like there's a ton of build threads,
anyway, so
off topic
we'll
stuff.
We'll post a picture of the satanic Christmas tree that Jessie put up, and I'll tag her so she can respond to everybody's chagrin.
I love that.
Stupid satanic Christmas tree. The problem is I don't have room for a real Christmas tree, Jake. Our house is too small.
Okay, so what is this? Is this hanging from the ceiling? So it's extra,
it's
like,
around,
extra evil?
And it's probably up to your nose, so it's very short. It's a very small Christmas
tree. So we also don't have a Christmas tree. We just moved. I think we threw out our old, like, fake Christmas tree, and is it weird? Am I a little...
Are you the Scrooge?
Am I a tree hugger if I don't like the idea of all the trees that get cut down for Christmas?
They all come from tree farms, and they all get replanted, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
It does not matter.
I guess you're right. It just seems on principle like a waste to me, but whatever.
I don't know. It's an economy thing. These trees never are regrowing. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
It's not like we're cutting down oak trees or sycamore trees or something like that that are just these old growth trees.
That take
we're cutting
forever.
Down, like, 4-year-old, like, little evergreen trees that don't matter.
It's Douglas fir.
Perhaps. Yeah, there you go.
I think is what they are.
Or Frasier's. Frasier pines.
I was going somewhere else with that. Frasier, that's the one. Okay. Yeah. Anyways,
great,
but that's not
show,
what you
by
have.
The way.
Yeah, so
best
I don't
sitcom of all time. Frasier.
Frasier?
Frasier.
Really?
Best sitcom of all time.
Isn't there a reboot?
Anybody. It's honestly
there's a
dude,
reboot, you know.
The Frasier reboot, pretty good. Not good enough
really?
I just remembered that there was one, so it's not so good that I'm like, I gotta go do it. But it's good enough that
so you watched like one episode and you're like, oh, I might go back to that.
I watched a few episodes.
Okay. Yeah. Anyways, yes. What I was gonna say though is, so in lieu of a Christmas tree this year, you know, we moved and we have a lot of trees on, you know, nearly 17 acres. And so there's a giant pine tree by the garage, if you remember, in between the garage and the house. And so Nikki wants me to wrap that entire thing in Christmas lights.
It's
which
not,
not
worth
done.
It for the amount of Christmas you have left. You can't enjoy it for long enough.
I mean, I was thinking, oh, I'd leave them up, but by next year the squirrels will eat them.
Yeah, they'll
and
have
I'm
torn
up. They won't work.
Well, you're not busy, so why don't you go ahead and take the time to wrap a giant tree in
lights? Correct. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Let's. That's a good use of time.
Yes.
All right. Well, Chris, one of the most exciting things about Christmas is the jolly old fat man himself, Saint Nick, aka Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
And so I wanted to take this opportunity a little bit to dive into Santa, specifically the science of Santa.
Ooh.
And while you and I can dive into the facts, as you alluded to, we may actually get some confirmation from the old man himself here in a bit on some of these things.
Yes. Well, you just revealed it. But yes, Santa Claus is coming on the podcast.
Woohoo. Santa Claus is coming to town and to Overcrest.
That's right.
Yes. But before we get to that, we can spread some holiday cheer and, of course, ease maybe your shopping Christmas list with Petrobox, which is a monthly service made specifically for the automotive enthusiast. If you have people on your list still that you have not bought a present for, like I have at least 3 people I haven't bought gifts for, Petrobox would make a great gift. I would give it to you, Chris, but you already get it, so that sucks. But each month, they carefully select items, including tools, detailing supplies, apparel, garage gear, stickers, and publications sent right there to your door as many months as you sign up to subscribe for. It's a curated selection of latest and greatest gear in the industry. There's 2 different levels. You guys know this. You've heard this before. Petrobox Basic, less than $20 a month. The Petrobox Premium gets you even more gear for $39.95 a month. Check them out at mypetrobox.com.
All right.
Also,
go ahead.
I'm
going to go my hat, make my hat better. Hold on.
You're going to make your hat better. Okay. Try to make your hat better. While you do that, I'll talk about CSF Cooling, which makes your cooling system better. CSF Cooling has always been at the forefront of quality products at a fair price. They have a rich history stretching over 7 decades, and they provide the best high performance and OEM plus cooling systems on the market today. CSF offers 3,000 plus different cooling applications for the most popular makes and models on the road today. And of course, their entire classic line with radiators and all of the heat exchangers.
Are you distracted
Land Cruiser,
by my
Jeeps,
amazing sand hat? You sound distracted.
I was trying to like switch it up a little bit, and then I looked up at you, and I did get distracted by just the chaos. Check them out at csfrace.com or on social. Take note of their expanding classic series lineup. Maybe great for your vintage car.
All right.
Chris, over the course of the year, Santa is busy overseeing the creation of billions of toys and presents for children all across the world. Then, in one crazy Herculean night, he must travel to hundreds of millions of households across six continents, or seven, if there happened to be children in Antarctica at the time. Which, sidebar,
I gotta look up and see if there's children.
Do you wonder? Yes. So
I
knew there was research stations and like field camps in Antarctica that are kind of staffed throughout the year.
Yes.
But I didn't realize that there are at least 11 children that have been born in Antarctica.
Wow. I mean, so if I was pregnant, the last place I would go is Antarctica. Like, oh, I'm 36.
What if you're down there and stationed? No, what if you're stationed for like a year and you have a little romance, you know, a couple months into your
what else is there to
expedition?
Do?
Exactly. I
mean, never take the mistletoe down.
So yeah, over 11 children. Exactly. 11 children we know of have been born in Antarctica because scientists don't bring their children down there. But so the kids that are down there are newly born. Anyways, back to Santa. So in order to deliver all of the world's presents in one night, we need to look at the math here, Chris.
Okay.
A day is obviously 24 hours long, dusk to dusk, but night in the middle latitudes of the Northern Hemisphere is 13 and a half hours. So Santa actually has 37.5 hours to work with. Still,
judging,
in order
with the
to
time
visit
zones and everything, right? We're talking about with the
exactly.
time zones.
Yep.
Is-
yep. Total, you would have actually 37 and a half hours to work with. And in order to visit every household on Earth that celebrates Christmas and has kids that believe in Santa, drop off gifts, and eat the requisite milk and cookies, let's not forget about that, is an absolutely it's an amazing and huge undertaking, to say the least. So when looking at the distance Santa would need to cover, we find that he needs to move at speeds over 100 miles per second, Chris.
Well, I think there's got to be some other things at play there.
Well, there is, and I'm going to get into it.
Okay.
So the logistics of the gifts themselves is another issue, though, before we get into the explanation. See, rough math finds that the load of presents would amount to about 300,000 tons. If you were to carry him all at once, which is a lot. Now, we all know that Santa is magical, Chris, you know, and it's said that Santa's sleigh and reindeer are powered by Christmas cheer. But here's the thing. I wanted to see and kind of explore if there was...
Right?
What?
Christmas cheer. Shout it for everyone to hear. That's what powers Christmas.
Sure. What? Yes, it does.
Come on.
Is that a song lyric? I don't know. What is that?
You told me you've seen Elf.
Yes,
that's
it's been a long time. I don't remember every quote and line.
That movie has been out for over 20 years, and I've seen it at least once every year.
I probably saw it. Oh, okay. Yeah, I do not watch it that frequently.
Dude, who are you? What do you watch on Christmas? Do you not watch Christmas movies? What do you do?
Yeah, I don't know.
We got to work on it, Jake. We got to work on this. You don't watch Christmas movies?
Okay, so Elf. Elf
so who has
is,
no Christmas spirit?
I mean, occasionally. Yeah, I guess it's
me. What about
me.
Tim
I don't
Allen
even have
Santa,
the tree.
The Santa
I don't
Claus
even
movies.
Have. I don't even have the satanic tree up. Okay, so yes, we know Santa is magical, and the entire process relies on magic. But I wanted to explore: is maybe there's some scientific basis for this magic? So first, Chris, and I need you to stick with me here.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
First. Is Einstein's theory of relativity and the related effects therein, namely time dilation. When moving as fast as Santa does, he would be experiencing the effects of time dilation, effectively making use of slowing down time in order to accomplish all of his deliveries. Another interesting scientific phenomenon that may be at work here deals with quantum mechanics. Okay, now here's where you need to stick with me.
Okay.
This is important. The quantum phenomenon Santa may employ is called quantum entanglement. It's been proven in numerous experiments, actually, that when two subatomic particles are created at the same time,
two toys
their
created
properties
by two elves at the same
are
time,
inextricably linked. No, I'm actually, this is real science. Okay. When you create two subatomic particles, they are quantumly linked. Their properties.
By who?
So you can separate them by. the universe, God, I don't know. Basically, when you create two subatomic particles, like at CERN,
you create. Okay.
Then you look at them; they're linked, right? Okay, so like if you move the position of it, the other one will automatically move.
Okay,
it's quantum entanglement. It's weird,
yeah.
But you can then take one of those particles and move it like hundreds of thousands of miles away, and when you observe one of them, the properties of the other are instantly determined. This is, of course, an oversimplification, but the transfer of data in the position of the particles is instantaneous, Chris, meaning it travels faster than the speed of light. This is the basis of what is called quantum communication and potentially teleportation on a quantum scale, which I believe is what Santa has actually employed.
Hmm.
So combined with time dilation,
do you think Santa's an alien? Saint
Nick.
Is he an alien?
No, he has very advanced technology. And it's perfectly believable. I don't know. Maybe there's aliens involved.
There's got to be some alien technology. You know, like the way that we built the pyramids, the way that some of this stuff happens, there's got to be some
and
alien.
And Santa Claus. And Santa.
I mean, there's got to be some alien technology here. Like let's imagine a dude with a white beard discovers some alien tech. Maybe he's got a workshop. Okay, here's my thoughts. Maybe we got a movie that's happening.
He's just like a really jolly, nice
guy. And then a meteorite crashes into his circa 1000 AD hot tub, right? Just like, boom, this meteorite comes down into his hot tub, which is probably a hot spring. And then he goes out there and cracks it open. And there's there's alien tech inside of this meteorite that's been sent there to Earth to help advance our society. It's a gift from the aliens.
Okay.
And then he opens it up and he steals all the alien technology for himself.
He uses it only once a year. Deliver gifts.
And creates tiny little elves.
Well, here's something I don't think you're too far off, personally. Here's something to consider. If Santa has mastered the advanced technologies, whether alien or otherwise, nation states and militaries around the world would be clamoring to get their hands on it.
Well, that's what we saw with this little tic-tac thing that's moving
around. I personally think this is the real reason why NORAD, or the North American Aerospace Defense Command, tracks Santa's movements every year.
Mm, they're trying to figure it out.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So NORAD's official website claims that the tradition of tracking Santa began purely by accident and is done for enjoyment purposes only. I think it only makes sense that our government is employing these surveillance activities in the hopes of learning more about Santa's advanced technological capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't need to speculate, Chris. You got the man himself to take time out of the busiest time of the year to chat with us.
I did. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Santa Claus. Wow, this is amazing. This is what I've always wanted since I was a little boy. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Santa Claus recording with us on the Overpress podcast from the North Pole. And man, I've always wondered what it looked like in your workshop, in your office. That looks incredible. Where are you right now?
Well, I'm actually not in my office. I'm in the upper level observatory. I love to come up here and enjoy the northern lights. You see my telescope.
Yeah, I can see them back.
Those northern lights contribute a lot of the magic up here.
I bet they do. I mean, you've got a lot of magic going on. And I suspect that's one of the explanations we're going to get for one of my questions that I have. But before we get into kind of what I'm wondering about, how is prep going for Christmas is in a week, everybody.
It's actually less than a week.
Oh, no.
You know, and my journey begins at the international dateline where the day begins.
Okay.
So we've got really only about 5 good days of full preparation left. We're in the final procedures and really checking the reindeer for their readiness as well right now.
What goes into checking reindeer for readiness?
Well, you know, the key to my journey on Christmas Eve is healthy, fresh reindeer.
Okay.
And we keep multiple teams of reindeer ready for that night.
Okay. So you have, obviously, you have Donner, Blix, and everything like that. Are you saying there's additional reindeer?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Okay.
You know, Clement Moore, when he wrote that poem and of me calling out the reindeer's names, you know, A Visit from St. Nicholas.
Yes.
By the way, that poem is 200 years old this Christmas.
Well, I won't ask you how old you are then.
Well, much older. But But the names you hear me calling out, Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, well, they're really clans of reindeer. Okay. And each of there are many Donners, many Blitzens, and so on. And I keep a fresh team of reindeer in every time zone. It gives me a chance to have the greatest amount of speed as I get around the world.
So do you have a favorite reindeer? Is there one that makes the most amount of power? Who's kind of in charge? Because I think about like a dog sled team, right? And I think that's kind of, I see Santa's sleigh with the reindeer in front. And I see, think of like the Iditarod race and the dog sled. And there's always a lead dog, right? Who's the lead reindeer?
Well, the lead reindeer is almost always Rudolph.
Right.
That red nose that he has, well, it's pretty incredible.
That must have been a little bit of the magic right there. Obviously, the sleigh has to be special too. And I'm kind of wondering, because, I mean, reindeer have got to get tired. So you've got to be able to help him out with that sleigh a little bit. Tell me about Santa's sleigh and what kind of the, maybe some of the technical aspects of what's going on there. I've seen in a lot of movies, like if you look at the movie Elf, which I don't know if that's an accurate representation of anything or not. Us humans, we're just kind of guessing. You know, you see everything in pop culture. We're just kind of guessing at what's going on. Tell us what actually is going on there with Santa's sleigh.
Well, the sleigh has always been very aerodynamic. It's critical to us moving as fast as we do.
Sure.
So a good, but it's an open sleigh. So the windshield keeps the wind from out of my eyes, sure. But being in the open air on Christmas Eve, there's just something special about that.
Yeah. You got to have that. Now, you got to have that.
Now, when we first start, when we first started out, my sleigh was all black and there were no jingle bells on it. Imagine the peacefulness of flying through the air on Christmas Eve, the wind whistling through my hair. I could hear the breaths from the reindeer. It was such a lovely thing, but then all of a sudden, pow! Oh, I was pulling feathers out of my beard, pulling feathers out of my mouth. And there was one angry duck. Oh, he was upset.
I bet.
So we had to add jingle bells. And that's okay. I'm going to put you down. We had to add jingle bells to the sleigh and to make some noise. And I got on my red suit and I'm a little more visible, but it's still important that I be stealthy.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
There's all these radar systems thinking they're tracking me.
Yeah. I see those at night. And I watched those when I was a little kid. This is where Santa is. This is where he is.
Well, if you think about it, it's all about the way the world works. I never have to travel east and west. I travel north and south within a time zone. The world is spinning underneath me to allow for the east and west travel.
Okay.
And I work one time zone at a time. And by doing so, from the darkness when I begin at the international dateline, until when darkness ends at the end of the international dateline, I really have about 36 hours of darkness to get around the world. Now, all the children in the world are just asleep about 8 of those hours, but
right.
I'm getting around all the time. So it really is not quite as impossible as it sounds when I spread the work out. But over the years, as technology has improved, we've certainly stepped up the technology in the sleigh itself. We have the latest in GPS tracking technology, so we know where we are at all times.
And jamming technology, I imagine. A little bit of jamming, a little bit of throw everybody for a loop kind of thing. Because you can't have like an F-16
fighter. We have to be careful, but it's important that we're aware of whatever's flying around us.
Yes, yes.
So that we don't have any encounters we don't want to have. And, cutting through the wind is so critical because, you know, folks would get upset if every time we swooped down over their house, we were loosening shingles and such. So,
yeah. Well, you don't want that. So is there any improvements that you're going to be doing to the sleigh to, cause obviously the population increases every year. There's more and more kids. How do you cope with the population increase as things have gone along here?
Well, I still travel the same number of miles, and a lot of what I do is involved with teleportation.
Oh, okay.
And if I, you know, you talked about movies earlier. Sometimes movies depict things accurately, and sometimes they're a little off. For example, Polar Express shows Santa leaving with literally all the toys of the world on the sleigh at first takeoff. We can imagine what a strain that would be on the reindeer and on the sleigh.
Yeah.
So what we do is more of a just-in-time delivery. And we use teleportation to, as I get to a location, the elves send me the gifts I need at that point in time.
Okay.
It makes the sleigh much lighter for travel and makes this much more efficient and much faster.
Yeah, absolutely. So what is your favorite part of Christmas? What is really special to you about Christmas?
Well, the most special thing is really some of those times before Christmas when I get a chance to do some preliminary looking around and visiting with children and seeing the look of wonder in their eyes. It's just wonderful to feel the love that they have for Santa Claus and the love that they have for Christmas. So often on Christmas Eve, I'm a little busy and flitting around pretty quickly, so I don't get a chance to take all that in.
What do you say to all the adults that have lost their Christmas spirit as they've gotten older? You know, because obviously we look at all the children out there and they're all full of wonder, delight, and Christmas cheer. And then you have adults, and that's probably me included a little bit. We get so busy that we've kind of lost the Christmas spirit. What kind of advice do you have for us?
I would just have to say that all of us need to look at Christmas through the eyes of a child. The belief that there will be gifts, that it will be a wonderful time with family, that there'll be lots of love. There's no substitute for that. And quite often I find myself when I'm wandering around and visiting folks just before Christmas, I can get that wonderment from an adult as well if they'll just become a child again for just a moment.
Yes. Well, selfishly, before I let you go, I would love to get a shout out for Jake and I's kids, Rhett, Irene, and Veronica, from Santa Claus. That would be amazing. They would absolutely love that.
Well, I definitely want to say hello to Rhett, Irene, and
Veronica.
Veronica. Yes. Oh, yes. Wait a minute. I probably should check my list and make sure.
Oh, boy.
Well, I was going to ask Santa about the naughty list. You know, I know you do a lot of prep work. We talked about the technical side of things. But then the naughty versus nice list, how do you keep track of that? And how many naughties are there compared to nice kids?
Ooh, what's the ratio?
Yeah.
Well, I'll give you an example. I have my nice list here. The naughty list is just too big for me to carry around. But we have many different methods. You know, I see you when you're sleeping. I know when you're awake. Mm-hmm. I know if you've been bad or good. So be good, for goodness sake.
I do my best.
Now, for example, when someone comes up to me and says, "Have I been good this year?" Well, that's a sign that they're in doubt. And if if you're in doubt about whether or not you've been good this year, imagine how I feel about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I can look here in my list.
Whoa. Ooh.
Oh, my.
And Veronica is there. And Rhett. Oh, now, how do I spell that other name? What was that again?
Irene.
I-R-E-N-E. No X in it, right?
No X.
Oh, okay, just... Yes, it's Irene's here too.
All right. Well, lucky kids. I look forward to getting them in bed.
Wait a minute. There's Jake and Chris too.
We made the list. That's great. I've gotten lumps of coal for Christmas before, so I'm excited that I finally have made a good list. Woo, that's awesome. Thank you so much, Santa.
Now you've got a few days left, so be good.
Don't screw it up. Got it. I know you're a busy guy. I cannot believe you took time out of your busy schedule this time of year to talk to us. Thank you so much for hanging out.
Well, thank you for having me. And to all the children in the world, young and old, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Santa.
Thank you, Santa.
That was awesome. I mean, I can't thank the guy enough for taking time out of, you know, plan. I mean, imagine the amount of planning. Actually, maybe it's not so much planning where he's probably an expert. You know, it's like how many more children are we having per year?
Yeah, but it still takes a lot of what I would call execution work.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, execution work.
Planning or otherwise, he's a busy guy. You know, hell I did like, manager. You know, how I was kind of really? Talking about. Yes, clearly. Yeah. You know, okay, two things.
Okay.
One, my comment about NORAD, mm-hmm. He says they're not even actually tracking him. So yeah. I'm thinking I was on to something.
You might
there.
Be. You know secondly, that, like, that Tic Tac thing that we keep seeing, like people are like have you heard about this? The Air Force.
The Tic Tac thing.
Okay, so there's a Tic Tac shaped object. I can't believe you. Jake, who are you? And what do you do during the day?
I don't read whatever you're reading, some weird news stories.
It's not weird. The Air Force recorded a
This is like Chris goes to the corner store and picks up the National Enquirer every morning.
This
and he's
is
like,
the Air Force,
where is E.T. today?
The Air Force released footage of an object that is able to go in any direction, uh-huh. up or down, left or right, at speeds that nobody has ever seen before. And they say that they uh-huh. don't know what it is, and they acknowledge that it is an unidentified flying object. There was a press conference by the government, uh-huh. Jake.
Yep.
Maybe yeah. it's Santa Claus. Maybe he's out training.
That could very
Maybe
well
he's
be.
Out, you know, making a test run.
Training exercises. Yes.
I mean, at some point, the sleigh has to be replaced, right? You have to replace it, and maybe he was out
well,
doing
at least
like a test
you
run.
You might want to make some updates, right?
Yeah. I mean,
you
know, this could
it's
be
like,
it.
You know, when you're tweaking with the carburetors on your 911, you know, after you change jets, you go rip it around.
You
right.
Do it. You got to do
it's
it.
All Santa's doing.
All right. I got to share something with you since you clearly do not know what this is. And we're going to end on this because it's absolutely wonderful. Are you ready?
Okay. I'm ready.
I don't know what that part was. That's like some
like no, yeah, what is
that's
that one?
It. But that's what it is. It's loud so everybody can hear. That's the Christmas.
It's been
spirit.
A long time, admittedly, since I've seen that
well,
movie.
Go cuddle
so
up
I think
your,
you've inspired
take your clothes
me.
Off, cuddle up with your
need
wife
to go
and watch Elf.
White. So, Elf, you need to be naked while watching
it
Elf?
It seems like it might.
Is this a new rule?
Yes. As of now, it is a new
rule. That seems like it goes along with the satanic Christmas tree and whatever else you have going on over
yeah,
there.
I mean, that seems fine. That seems fine. We'll go
yes,
with that.
Yes, it does. All right. Well, truly, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry
happy
Christmas.
Holidays.
Happy
and
whatever.
Thank you.
As far as I'm concerned, if you're listening, listening to us, you're part of our family. We wish
exactly.
the best for you, and we're very happy and blessed that you all support us. And everything that we've done over the last, I don't know, 5 years at this point, we were looking at some episodes. Last time
five
we did a Christmas thing was
plus,
2018,
I
right?
I think.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
like 5 or 6 years now.
Yeah, it was.
You guys are incredible.
That's crazy. And do you remember, you know what? I was just reminded with your hat, we also did a competition where who could decorate their microphone the best. Do you remember this one year?
We did. Wow.
And I just brought in an entire bin of all of our old Christmas ornaments and strapped them all on.
That was amazing. You should find a picture of that and get that posted up in the Discord. I think everybody would like to see that.
Oh, I forgot about
you
that.
You got to find that stuff. Post
yeah,
it
that
up.
Was funny.
All right.
I'll have to find it.
Yeah. All right, guys. Merry Christmas. We love you. Jake, I love you.
I love
the,
you too,
the
man.
The best Christmas gift ever, I'm sure, is your son. I hope you have a good Christmas with him and a good Christmas with your wife.
Absolutely.
And, I don't think there's any New Year's resolutions for you.
What does that mean?
I just don't think you need to do anything. I think you're great.
Oh, I don't
it's
need
a compliment.
To. Oh, well, thank
it's
you.
So
that's very nice.
That you don't even. It's like,
I was
oh,
like, what?
It's over your head when I compliment you.
Yeah, no, I don't believe. I mean, I don't believe anything nice that comes out of your
I
mouth.
Mean, to be honest, everything's over your head. That's just how it is. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Oh,
we'll
there
see
it was.
You next time.
I thought it was okay. I thought it was going to be an elf joke. Wasn't even an elf joke.
It is
joke.
Now. Take care, everybody.
Bye.